A last-minute change to a bill at the State House opens the door for charter schools to receive property tax funding through referendum measures. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jeannie Lindsay tells us lawmakers approved the multipurpose bill on the last day of the legislative session after more than an hour debating the referendum language.
The charter referendum splitting proposal was added to a tax bill last week. It would let school boards decide whether to share referendum money with charters. But ahead of the final vote, many Democrats, including Representative Earl Harris, spoke against it, saying it could trigger problems for public schools seeking referendum funding.
There is nothing stopping a charter organization from doing what I said they could do, which is go to the school district and say, pay us, or we will fight against it.
Many Republicans pushed back, saying locally elected school boards control the process, but Gary lawmakers, including Harris, took issue with that idea. The state currently oversees Gary schools instead of a locally elected board, with several charter schools nearby. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jeannie Lindsay.